This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out here. Peace.
Why you keep giving me cards I can't keep? I throw these two back, you throw me two more, they're so cheap. I couldn't get the winning hand that I wanted in my sleep, cause when the dream get good, I get trampled by sheep. Nightmares, even when I'm woke in the day, I'm having dreams that I'm running, but they're smoking away. And there's this man in a suit, he take a token, he say,
you had a promise that you made and you broke it today.
Now which part of this...
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 50, and we just rolled in with some DJ Quick, one of my favorite tracks, Mike, 50 Ways. I love the beat. It's got that... That old school track to it. Man, dude, congratulations, man. We made it 2.5 years. Episode 50, Mike. Did you ever think we would do it?
Hell yeah. Never doubted it, brother. By the way, hello, 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 Airhead Nation. It's so good to be back. Welcome, 2018. I didn't get to make it the last episode. Crazy, but it's all good. You know, Jay did awesome as always, you know, killed it, you know, by himself. So he don't need me anyway, guys. He just appeases me by having me on. So thank you, Jay, for having me. And once again, number 50, baby, this is awesome, man. Honestly, no, I didn't think you'd be able to put up with me for 50 episodes. So to be honest, yeah, I am quite shocked we made it for 50 episodes. But at the same time, it's one of those things, and I'm not going to sit here and talk about that whole haters and doubters and all that crap like that, but I'm sure there's plenty of people that didn't think we'd make it 50 episodes. But hey, we did it, brother, and I can't wait for 50 more.
For real. One thing Vic and I always talk about, I know I'm sure you've had conversations, is you got to give props to people that have been doing things a long time. It amazes me sometimes how some people kind of come along and, you know, they really haven't been in the scene a long time, and then all of a sudden they get propped up that they're the stuff, you know, they're the go-to. And, you know, I that's no disrespect to anybody out there, but it's like, hey, you know, we put the work in, we've been involved in the scene a long time, and it's great that we can give back. And that's what this podcast, in my opinion, does.
With that being said, I noticed today, Ronnie from C10 Talk, love that guy to death, no homo, of course, but did you realize how many podcasts our favorite podcaster has put out?
He's just under 100, I think.
I don't remember if it was 92 or 96, but it's either 92 or 96, but yes, he's in the 90s, dude. That guy is just nonstop. Like we talk about all the time, pedal to the metal, yes. Freaking 0 to 100. Mad props to our boy Ronnie, because that dude is, like he loves to say, is rad, and he's killing it. He's killing the podcast game. And Ronnie, man, love listening to your podcast. I'll listen to yours tomorrow, go back to work tomorrow, so gives me something to listen to, and look forward to listening to it. So, and look forward to seeing you at LST, Ronnie, for sure, brother.
Definitely. Well, I enjoyed it. I caught up. I had a couple episodes that I went back and listened to about, I don't know, maybe right at the end of the year / New Year's weekend. It was really fun. I went back and re-listened to a couple other ones that I really enjoyed. So it's definitely always fun listening to C10 Talk. Well, you mentioned, Mike, you're going back to work tomorrow. Today, wanted to definitely give a huge shout out. It's MLK Jr. Day. So Martin Luther King Jr., and it's in a couple months, in April, if I remember correctly, is the 50th anniversary of his death. So, you know, what a great man. You know, he laid the foundation for civil rights. So, you know, definitely want to just say, like Public Enemy said, you got to fight for your rights. Well, excuse me, Beastie Boys said fight for your rights to party, and then Public Enemy said fight the power. So,
yes, sir.
You know,
50 years, man. It time flies, brother. That's all I can say. Time flies. Where's the time gone, brother? 50 years, 50 episodes, and it's a common theme, brother.
I'm telling you. And before we give some shout outs, Mike, I mean, what else you got going on in your neighborhood? I know it's been a busy December, obviously, friends, family, holiday parties, things like that. But everything else good in your hood?
Dude, life is great. You know how that goes. And it is definitely nothing I'm going to complain about, because when you got plenty of work, that means you're making plenty of money. Not saying I don't need to make more, but, you know, I got a great wife, great kid. You know, life is good, man. I can't complain. And the weather has been absolutely beautiful. So that's been good. And, you know, business is booming. The home watch business, I'm picking up more customers. And what can I say? The people love me, brother. It's great.
I'm telling you, who doesn't love the mayor? Of course, no his own, his own. So
believe me, I'm sure there's plenty of them out there.
That's too funny. Well, I wanted to start by giving a really, 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 really huge shout out to Moffitt Brothers. Now, I had given them a shout out prior. I think it was episode 45. We talked all Lincolns, and I mentioned a really sick rendering by a guy named Brian McKenzie. And he has that Lincoln station wagon. If you follow us on Lincoln Addict, I posted a split photo of that today. And I definitely love that car. So, yeah, I definitely want to give a huge shout out to Anthony Miller. And if you are on Instagram, search Moffitt Brothers. It's M-O-F-F-I-T-T Brothers, B-R-O-S. He's also on Facebook under Anthony Miller. And what a great guy. I chatted with him a little while on Facebook, Mike. And I tell you, I mean, really an inspirational story. I mean, this guy works an 8 to 5. But he's, from what I understand, he's going to kind of be branching out, doing his own thing. And it was kind of an inspirational story because he's got his kids and his wife, and he is very dedicated. He doesn't have a lot of time, you know, to watch TV and things like that. But he's going to be branching out, doing a really, really cool business. And if you look at Moffitt Brothers or MoffittBros.com is the website, you're going to see that he's kinds of different things, does renderings. But I don't want to get too far into it. I'm definitely going to try to get him on in the future. But, I mean, just again, an awesome inspiration and a great supporter of the podcast. He's hit me up saying, hey, you know, thanks for the heads up on a couple of these albums you've mentioned and things like that. So the dude's a hustler, Mike, and I really... really, really stoked to hear what he's got in store in the future.
No doubt, man. You know, OLP is an Airhead Nation. Definitely support the hustle. I definitely look forward to hearing the story behind it and see what he comes up with, you know, on his own. And if he's a friend of yours, he's a friend of ours. So
exactly.
Sounds good to me because, from one Miller to another Miller.
Yes.
Jay, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I'm sure you have because it's kind of blown up. It's kind of a big deal. Our boy, Josh Miller, is on the cover of issue 12 of All Time Low magazine. And I couldn't be more excited for somebody to finally get their cover that it's well overdue. And this guy's been promised, and bam, All Time Low magazine, Rich, comes through and absolutely nailed it, knocked it out of the park. So congratulations, Josh Miller, on your cover of All Time Low magazine with his truck, of course, Seedless, everybody knows. And, of course, our boy, the real Matt Smith, is also in Redwood 2.0, is featured in issue 12. And what I thought was kind of cool and is really cool, if you ask me, is in issue 12 of All Time Low magazine, there's also going to be coverage from
Slamfest.
Of course, Slamfest. I was getting to that, Jay. Don't jump me. Come on, Jay.
Okay,
patience,
okay.
Brother. But, dude, Truckmasters from Tokyo.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen any of these pics from these guys, but, dude, these guys over in Japan are killing it, my man, killing it. And so that's going to show coverage is going to be in there from Japan. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And of course, there's more, but the most important is Slamfest. Slamfest, Slamfest, Slamfest. And the best part is what it really excites me is the fact that Slamfest was just in October, I believe.
It was.
Wasn't it second weekend of October?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. So you know what this means, Jay? This means by the time I get my magazine, it's going to be the first weekend of February when I get my all-time low magazine. It's going to be less than 6 months. And bam, Slamfest 26 coverage is already in the magazine.
Well, Mike, you know what my favorite C word is, right? And I don't want your mind to go to the gutter.
Well, Jay, I'm sorry, but it already went to the gutter. But let's take it back, take it back, take it back. Go ahead and tell us, Jay, because I think I know what it is.
Consistency. I love consistency.
And consistency is key, baby.
That's it. And I'll tell you, when we had Rich and Beth on, we talked about the website. And one of the easiest ways to get to their website is just on Instagram. All you junkies are on Instagram. It's all-time low mag altogether. You can click the link in the bio. They also have the image out there. We shared it today as well. But when you go to all-time low mag, the key is, Mike, and everybody knows this, you just go ahead and subscribe. That way you don't have to worry about going in there each, you know, with each issue. Now, the issue, I think, is $9 a piece, and there's a little bit of shipping, as we talked about, baked in. But, dude, just go ahead and do the 2018 subscription, 50 bones, and you're set.
Yes, sir. You get all four magazines, including shipping. Now, with these magazines, which I think is freaking awesome, because my garage walls are loving it, you get a pull-out of the cover truck, you get a pull out of, which I said pull out. Sorry, yeah, Jay.
Play
sorry.
By poster, let's, right?
Yeah. Let's start over.
You're killing me.
You get a poster of the cover truck, and I couldn't be more excited to have Seedless up on my wall in the garage.
You. I'm telling you now.
I'm gonna have to have Mr. Miller sign my poster.
I knew were gonna say that. Now, the word on the street is that he might do like a little signing fee. Like maybe we could set him up at doing it in the dark.
And I think we're onto something here, Jay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, those eyes, man. I mean, no, his own Mizzo, of course.
Oh, dude,
anything wrong with that? I'm just saying.
No. I was just about to say there's nothing wrong with it, Jay.
I know
there is. But
come on, you're killing me.
Okay, sorry. But we're getting totally off subject here. But yes, definitely look for Miller in the next issue. Cover truck, Seedless, and there will be the poster. And it also comes with a really cool – I heard, I don't know for sure, but I think there's going to be an interview with a guy that you might even know, Jay.
Yeah, I saw that. You were gallivanting around town and interviews and whatnot.
Yeah, our boy Brent, Mr. Gray, guy's got like 100 different names, you know, the mini trucking wizard, you know, he called me up one night. He says it was 25 hours or 26 hours, but I swear it was just about, you know, I was trying to give him tips on how to better his cornhole game. But you know, we talked for quite a while and we had a good conversation and I'm interested to see how this interview actually came out. So
well,
it'll definitely be interesting.
I just hope that like back in the 90s, early 2000s, they had you'd buy a magazine and it would be accompanied by an audio CD. I would love for the audio CD to be included, but no, I mean, you know, we get enough Mike Murray, if you will, from the podcast. That was kind of a joke, you know what I mean?
And that is true. That is true.
I'd rather see printed words.
Well, this is why I say it's an absolute privilege of mine for you allowing me to come onto the podcast with you.
You're crazy, man. What's teamwork? And speaking of teamwork, we got the team that keeps the scene clean is Sparkles Detail. And Mike, I've got something for you. I don't know if you know this about Sparkles Detail LLC.
Uh-oh. Talk to me.
Did you know, because I frequent their website, if you go on sparklesdetail.com, there is an overhaul that's been done, and their website looks awesome.
You know, Jay, I really didn't know that because, see, I got a little insight, and I got a little number that I call. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, Tim, I need some more. I need some more, brother. I need some more. And he just, boom, sends it right to me. So I'll be honest with you, Jay, I've never been to sparklesdetail.com and never had to. But for all you guys that want to support the clean team that supports the scene, check out sparklesdetail.com.
I tell you, and their site is real clean. You know, a lot of sites are going real, that's, you know, that simplistic. And shout out to our homie Richard at Simplistic Fab. But, you know, these sites are going, you know, very easy to use. And when you go to shop, you can add those products right into your cart. The other key that I really like too is when you click on photos, the first photo there is the Sparkles Detail booth setup with all the nice cleaning Croftgate products. But in the background, you see a banner hanging. And Mike, I think you know whose banner that is.
Would it be our lifestyle of the podcast?
Boom. So they support us.
Damn.
They're the clean team that supports the team. But as I said on the last couple podcasts, they're one of those few companies out there. There are a few, but they're one of those few companies that put their checkbook behind these shows to help the Greg Millers and the Mike Murrays and the Mini Madness and the Custom Car Show production. They're doing those things. So that's why we tell everyone, look, go support them, because it's just getting funneled right back into the scene. So good stuff, Mike. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about briefly was our friend Greg Miller with Custom Car Show Productions. We've got a couple shows coming up, but for right now, we're going to focus on Orange Beach Invasion. Now, Mike, did you happen to see the artwork and the shirts that I think there's going to be a limited run that Greg's going to do? I'm going to be at Orange Beach Invasion. I know you are as well. My wife's going. It's her birthday weekend. So we got a real nice place to stay. And what do you got to say, Mike, about Orange Beach Invasion?
Dude, I cannot wait, because I know you didn't make it last year. I was there last year, and it is just, I love going to car shows where the location to me means everything, okay? And this location, it's one of those deals, Jay. We're going to show up on Thursday, and we're not going to have to leave until Sunday when the show's over, because everything is right there. The nightlife is good. The day life is good. The weather was beautiful last year. There's plenty of restaurants. There's plenty of shops for the ladies if they get tired of the car show. And, I mean, it's the perfect place for a car show, and they have some great restaurants, you know, at night. I'm glad you're going this year. I'm going to take you to this. I can't remember the name of it now, but there's this awesome restaurant, that's down, it's right down the road. So we are going to leave Saturday night and go to this place. I think it's called the Storage or the Storage Unit or something like that. It's awesome. We went last year. We're going to go again this year, and we'd love it if you guys would join us and go there. The show shirts, Fuel Market, absolutely killed it. You got Sean Randall, Vanilla Ice. You got am I telling it wrong here? Whoops, I messed up.
You got the
back up. Yeah, I got the C10. I got Murph's C10 on Orange Beach Invasion, and I jumped the gun there because Scraping the Coast has also got some killer ass artwork for their show shirts. But Murph, his C10 is on Orange Beach Invasion, and that bitch is bad. And of course, Fuel Market killed it on the artwork. And I'm going to throw this in there real quick. I know we're talking about Greg Miller here, but dude, I just got the sketch for Slamfest artwork. Good Lord, wait till you see this stuff. I sent it back. I approved it. And we just got to get some color on this bad boy, because once we get color, it'll be all over the place. Believe me, it's awesome. Came out great this year.
Yeah, I just can't even wait. And I tell you, Orange Beach Invasion, the one thing we're going to do, and we're going to have some more details, we've hinted at this, we are going to do a cruise. So we know we've got like the Acrophobia and some of the RA guys in the Tampa Bay area. You know, there's a lot of clubs. We're going to get together. We're going to do an old school cruise up. It's about 8 hours or so from Tampa, a couple extra hours for Mike. But, you know, we're going to work this out. We're going to have a great time. It's a fantastic location. And when you look at what Greg Miller continues to do with the four shows and soon to be five, from what I understand, it's definitely worth jumping on board, if you will, and going into your smartphone, whether you have an Android with the Google Assistant or you've got an iPhone with Siri, and saying, "Hey Siri, don't forget to schedule an appointment for the weekend of Orange Beach Invasion." Now, Mike, if I remember correctly, Orange Beach Invasion is the 16th of March?
Yes, sir. We got March 16th is the Friday. Saturday is the 17th, and Sunday is the 18th. I always include the Friday. So, you know, you got the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And, of course, that's at in Orange Beach, Alabama, the Wharf. So definitely make your plans now. You don't want to miss it. And I noticed the other day, actually, I talked to Greg today, all the premier spots are sold out. There's still the big parking lot that, you know, obviously with the rest of the show cars, but the premier spots, which I think they charge $100 for these premier spots, if I'm not mistaken, and they're all sold out. So that means there's about 500 vehicles that can fit inside the premier spots. So definitely make sure you guys get there and make sure you pre-register and don't miss it, because it's a beautiful, beautiful place and a great place for a car show. And it was an awesome show last year, so I only expect it to be that much better this year.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, let's round out the other couple of shout-outs I wanted to give, and then we'll kind of move ahead. We will talk about shows here in a minute as well. We've got Grindr TV. If you're in the Airhead Nation Facebook group, I'll continue to share the links that Brian uploads, if you will, to YouTube. And the latest one was Grindr TV, their coverage of Sicknick, which is a Greg Miller custom car show production. But when you search Grindr TV altogether on YouTube, it's all free content. Like we've said, he's got roughly 46,000 followers, and he's also continued to upload some of the older content. So he had Oliver's Toyota from out in Arizona. He recently uploaded that 4-minute clip. You know, some of these clips have been on the DVDs that he continues to sell, Volume 1 through Volume 3. But there's also Dino's Get Down, which I think I referenced recently. But, you know, great content. It's free. And if you want to support T-shirts, stickers, hats, go to grindr-tv.com. Also, we've got Aftermath Designs, so we don't want to forget the homie out there in Cali. And what's important here, Instagram, it's Aftermath_Designs. And then iCandy Designs. So RJ continues to support, you know, what Mini Madness is doing with Slamfest. He supports the podcast. He helped us with the refined logo that we're working to get the hats and some more merch, if you will. So, you know, Mike, that kind of rounds out the opening. And we can kind of move ahead here, man, and talk about episode 50 with So, Mike, with episode 50, we've got a really killer guest. And can you share that with the listeners?
Absolutely, man. I met this guy last year at LST for the first time. And I swear, we were standing in line waiting to get some food. And all of a sudden, we got our food. And it was like, I think, an hour and a half later. Of course, y'all know I love to talk. So we stood there and talked for like an hour. It was probably about an hour and a half. My wife was like, she's awesome. I mad props to Mrs. Mayer, because, man, she knows what's up. She just went over, sat down, ate, and we were still standing there talking. Didn't even get our food, and we just moved off to the side. And Phil Fowler. And so definitely look forward. The guy's been around. I don't want to make it sound like he's old, but he is old, but he's been around forever. And of course, he's got one of the baddest Rangers in all of mini truck land. So definitely look forward to this interview. And if you haven't met Phil yet, make sure that when you see him, you see his Ranger, you go up, you shake the man's hand, and just say hello, because he's a good dude and he's a guy that you definitely want to meet. And have a beer with and talk some stories, because the guy's got some stories to share, that's for sure.
He does, and you can follow him. It's Phil_Fowler, Fowler, on Instagram. I recently was digging through Mini Truck, and I wish I had more time. I was out there looking for a specific truck, and then I found and set it aside, of course, the issue with his truck on it. So we'll talk about that. I think it was a dual cover, a rolling shot, if I remember correctly. Looked a little bit different than it does now. Now it's in one color. So we're going to, believe me, we're going to touch upon that subject. We're going to get into a lot of different things, including Low Rollers and the show that they put on for a very, very long time. So it's going to definitely be an honor. Now, Mike, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that with OLP Day, We've continued to hint at this, talk to Mike and Vic. I think the way it's going to all line up is we're going to do this the day after doing it in the dark. And what's going to be of benefit to us, a lot of the mini truckers are going to be in town, of course, that Saturday for doing it in the dark. And Mike will talk about that in a moment. But that next day, before everyone heads out of town, we're going to put together like a barbecue. And it's going to be, I'm not going to say it's going to be a car show. It's more about the camaraderie, the mini truckers getting together before some of the vendors head out. Maybe they'll cruise on over there, do a quick barbecue, a few hours, bring some BMX bikes out. And I think it'll be just the icing on the cake to a great weekend. So, Mike, any other updates you want to share about doing it in the dark?
Well, with doing it in the dark, of course, we got March 3rd. It's the Saturday, March 3rd. And just like I've talked about in the past, doing it in the dark, vendors roll in 3 o'clock. Registration is going to start at 4 o'clock. We're going to do it a little bit different than what we did last year. And yes, I know the line was all backed up and so on and so forth, took forever, all that good stuff. I know that we had some issues last year with another show before our show. That's not going to happen this year. I've already told the owner over there at Quaker Steak and Lube. He's promised me we're the only show in town that day. So with that being said, registration is going to open at 4. We're going to take your money and then you guys are just going to go park. Okay, we're going to have people that are going to be parking everybody. It's one spot, come together, park together, all that good stuff. There's no saving spots. And then we're going to have two girls. As soon as you guys park, we'll get your information then. And then we'll also put your window sticker on so the information matches with the window sticker. And we get you guys parked in there as quick as possible. As soon as we get you guys parked, the show registration ends. Or, I'm sorry, as soon as we get the parking lot full, registration ends. We are going to do a cornhole tournament this year at Doing It in the Dark. Right now, we have some cornhole boards being painted up. And so Jason over at Felton Fabrications is painting up these cornhole boards. So check out the Doing It in the Dark event page, and you'll see the progress on these cornhole boards. The winner of the cornhole tournament is going to take home these cornhole boards. They're going to be badass, so you're definitely going to want them. So make sure y'all get y'all's teams ready for the cornhole tournament. So Jay was talking about OLP Day. OLP Day is going to be Sunday, March 4th. And what we've talked about already is we want to make this a continuous thing, that the first Saturday of March is always Doing It in the Dark. The first Sunday is always going to be OLP Day. So it's going to follow Doing It in the Dark every year. We'll get more details with the location and what exactly we're going to be doing as we get closer. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. And I should have probably started with that piece because you know that information really well. And I'll tell you, City Boy, the homie Jameel, I know he just got his hands on a throwback BMX bike. And he's really, really excited about having that. He kind of said, "Hey, OLP has been the guiding light for him to just really go and get it." And one of the homies, Chuck, he helped him locating it. But I told him, I said, "Listen, BMX bikes, bring them out. It's going to be a cool little day. I've got some ideas to bring in some of the guys, the local BMX guys, the Black Widows. They invited me. I talked about it last year over to a picnic that they do at Fort DeSoto. So, we've got some ideas there. So really good stuff. And Mike, I wanted to, before we kind of get into some scene updates and some show updates as well, additional show updates, I should say, I did want to give a few shout outs. And I wanted to start with Tony from Bare Knuckle Customs. I talked about Tony before when we went to the Orlando Memorial Cruise last year. I met up with Tony, and he sold me, it ended up being an 82 Diamondback bike that they had saved from someone kind of throwing it out. I picked it up for a real good fee, and a cheap price, I should say, and I'm going to restore the bike. It's a really cool survivor bike. But Tony's at Bare Knuckle Customs, that's B-A-R-E, knuckle, K-N-U-C-K-L-E, and then customs with a K. The other thing that he recently did was he hit me up and he said, "Hey, Jay, I know you have a 67 Lincoln. I have a 1967 plate that I was going to use on another vehicle." And he said, "You know what? I'm not going to use it now. I'm going to send it to you." And I was like, "Sweet." I'm always looking for license plates on Facebook, or excuse me, Facebook, sometimes Facebook Marketplace, but mostly on eBay. I picked one up for my 64 recently. I sent it to Tallahassee. I'll talk about that. That was an easy process. But Tony at Bare Knuckle Customs is a real good dude. He's a Florida guy over in the Orlando area. And if you check him out, he's building some pretty cool little things out, you know, cool trucks out there. So wanted to give him a shout out. And then a couple quick ones, Mike. Mark Clemens, I really should have given him a shout out at the end of 2017. He continues to support us. If you look on Instagram, it's drop number 3M. So DROP3M. He's also on Twitter. A hardcore mini trucker, continues to support the scene, including our podcast. So I just want to say thanks to him. Also, undergroundstyles.us on Instagram. So Underground Styles, I believe the guy is over in Orlando, and you're going to see that he has a ton of really cool old school stuff. He's always tagging us as well as Lowrider Page and some of the others out there. So good dude there. So check out undergroundstyles.us. And then the last two, Mike. Steve, it's Anti, A-N-T-I-S-M, which I think is social media, Steve, so Anti-S-M Steve, of Hydroholics. So out in Arizona, you probably have heard of Hydroholics. They're also on Instagram. But Steve and at Billet Fan, they got together, a couple of severed guys, and they killed it on Steve's shop truck for Hydroholics. He is going to be a future guest on the podcast. We don't often talk about who we're going to bring on, but he's one that's on our list. And Hydroholics has been around a long time. We're going to talk a little bit about what the hell Hydroholics is, and you know why it's why so many people love it. But they continue to put out some really cool vehicles, and I wanted to mention that. So, Mike, yeah, I just wanted to give a couple shout outs there, and say what up to the homies. The scene updates. Mike, I'll throw it over to you in a minute, but obviously we continue to post when the new truck and mag and the street truck mag, when those come in, we always post those. One thing that I always like that Truckin' does, Mike, is they continue to put out a subscriber issue, which I know some people are like, oh, subscriber issue, but the February issue has Matt Holden's F-150. And it's crazy, as quick as they build these trucks, it's pretty much like old news when it comes out, which is no disrespect, because they already have a new one or a couple of trucks that are going to supersede it. But it was the first aluminum Ford. Of course, Fat Fabs laid it out, 26s. I mean, really, really awesome truck. But, make sure you subscribe to Truckin' and Street Trucks. And then, of course, the C10 Builders Guides out there. Ronnie talks a lot about that, which rightfully so. It's right in their wheelhouse. But it's definitely a really cool mag. And then you've got the F-100. Excuse me. Was it F-100 or F-1? Yeah, F-100 Builders Guide. And we've talked about that. They're still on the inaugural issue that has a couple of really cool trucks on the cover. So we've talked about that in the past. But, Mike, any other updates that you wanted to mention from the scene perspective or anything else you wanted to share?
As far as the scene, let's go over shows real quick, because I know you guys already know, but LST is right around the corner, guys. It's the show that kicks off the show season, February 23rd, Friday, February 24th, Saturday, and February 25th, Sunday. LST, Lone Star Throwdown. If you don't know, you better find out, because they register only 2,000 vehicles, and guess what? They reach their limit. Already done. It's if you haven't been, you have to go and check this show out. It's unbelievable. And it's not just big truck, or it's not just C10s on big billets. There's a whole bunch of different stuff there. There's a whole bunch of really cool people there. So I've met more people at that show than I think any other show I've ever been to. So definitely check out LST Conroe, Texas, February 24th or 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And then, of course, week after, which we've already talked about this, but I'm gonna talk about it again.
No way.
March. Yes, one more time, Jay. Just one more time. I might squeeze it in again, but definitely one more time. March 3rd, doing it in the dark. We're gonna be over at Quaker Steak and Lube. And of course, March 4th, the Sunday, it's our very first annual OLP Day. So Airhead Nation, come on out and let's have a damn good time. More details to follow on that one, guys. Okay. And then, of course, we've talked about this one as well because, you know, hey, when they pay you, we talk about it. But you know what? Even though he pays us, it's still a damn good show, guys. Y'all got to check out Orange Beach Invasion, March 16th, 17th, and 18th, Orange Beach, Alabama. Check out Orange Beach Invasion. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stop there. But one thing I do want to mention before I you talk about scene updates, Forbidden Fantasy. If you haven't heard about it, guys, right now it's probably one of the most talked about shows on Facebook, Instagram, social media is blowing up about Forbidden Fantasy. I just got a post alert. There's only 15 spots left. Remember, the guys from Forbidden Fantasy, they don't give a shit about numbers on how big their car show is going to be. Okay. It's 350 and that's it. Okay. And they're pretty damn blunt when it comes to this is a mini truck show. So mini trucks. Okay. That's what they want at their show. And there's only 15 spots left. So if you haven't registered your mini truck yet, whoops, sorry, Brian just posted, there's 8. So if you haven't registered your mini truck yet, you better hurry up because there's only 8 spots left and they're going to be gone. But I'm going to it this year.
But
yes, sir.
But Mike, I have like one of those, I have like a, I think they call it a donk. And I've
well,
like,
you know what?
I mean,
Brian will tell you that this is what I love about Brian. He's very blunt, and he says there's other shows for you and your donk. So, and
man,
Forbidden
so
Fantasy.
What am I going to do, man? I mean, come on, man.
Well, Forbidden Fantasy, if you got a donk, then Forbidden Fantasy is not the show for you. Okay.
Okay.
That's
okay,
what Brian. I'm gonna save you the trouble because that's what Brian's going to tell you. Forbidden Fantasy is not the show for you, Mr. Donk Master. So, with that being said, make sure you get that registration in very soon because he just posted up 7 left.
Yep.
So, guys, don't mess around. Get it done. And look forward to seeing you guys over on West Coast.
The West Side. So here's
West
the other piece
side.
Of that. Before we move on, the other piece of Forbidden Fantasy is, like a lot of us in Florida, we're, you know, for anybody that's able to go, and unfortunately I've said this before, but it's also a fortunately, I'll be on a cruise that weekend. My wife booked for our 10th anniversary, and it is partially my fault. Again, she's going, hey, these dates, these are good. Yeah, you don't have anything going on. Yeah. You know, I'm half listening. Sure, boom. All of a sudden, now I'm going to miss Spring Fling, which I went to last year with my dad, Papa Smurf. We went up to St. Augustine, but that's the same weekend as Forbidden Fantasy. So, but the other key to that, Mike, is if you're not going to show, you need to book your room at the Avi Resort. Or, you know, I don't know how far they are booked up there, or maybe one of the surrounding, you know, places. I don't know how quick that books up, but that's a key piece for anyone, like a lot of the down south guys, Chuck and Jameel and all those, that whole crew, they're going to be flying out. You know, they're already booked. If you're going to fly out and go to the show and immerse yourself in this badass event, get a room, book it soon.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. And not only that, but I do have to say, I believe that the Avi is sold out.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, so if you didn't get your room yet, you're probably pretty sure you're shit out of luck there, buddy.
You're effed.
Yeah, well, or you're effed. Yeah. Better way of putting it.
So, Mike, what we're going to do is some of these topics, we're going to kind of move to episode 51. So we've already got that in 52 in the works. But I did want to jump ahead now that you kind of finished with the scene updates, or now that we finished with the scene updates, and talk just for a moment about sports. Then we're going to wrap it up with a quick update and music. And then we're going to roll into a couple of interviews. But, Mike, from a sports perspective, really quick, we'd be you know, it wouldn't be good if we didn't talk about this past weekend, which was the divisional round, right? You had some crazy upsets, and I'll just start with – we got to start with the Vikings, man. I was on the phone talking to a Lincoln guy that I had never talked to. We were on the phone a little while talking about, you know, parts and stuff. And I'm a Green Bay fan, right? So NFC North, I mean, these guys are arch rivals. But holy shit, what a finish to 2019. to that game.
Yeah. to say the least, I love it. Who dat going to beat those Saints? Well, guess what? You beat yourself, guys. Okay? And it was pretty damn bad because not only did he whiff on hitting the wide receiver, but he took out his only other player that had a chance to tackle the wide receiver before he just ran right on down and scored the touchdown to win the game. It was pretty damn awesome because I thought for sure that Drew Brees had already took him on down and they won the game because I thought there was no way in hell that Case Keenum was going to be able to bring Minnesota back and win that game. Prove me wrong, but hey, I did pick Minnesota, so I'm good there. But the team that I want to talk about is how about them Jacksonville Jaguars?
They
did you hear that,
them.
Jay? Jacksonville Jaguars.
45
are going
points.
On.
45
Woo,
points.
Man. I tell you what, that defense is nasty. They are nasty. But, Jay, that quarterback, I don't know if you follow it too much or not, but that quarterback's been beat up all year talking about how bad he is, which he is pretty bad. But I tell you what, he had the game of his fucking life against the Steelers. And he came through big time. So next week they go on and play the damn good old Patriots, which everybody hates the Patriots.
Right.
You either
live up there or you know are from there and you love the Patriots, or you're the other 90% of the world that says we don't want the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, call us haters or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be up at Gillette Stadium, and what do you think is going to go down?
You know what I think is going to go down? I think Jacksonville is going to just walk all over the New England Patriots and just trash them. I mean, absolutely trash them. I think the Jaguars' defensive line is just going to manhandle that offensive line, and this is probably going to be one of the worst games Tom Brady ever plays. I really do. And they're going to smash the New England Patriots up at their own home, Gillette Stadium, and it's going to be awesome. I really think it's going to be awesome.
We'll see. Or it could be Belichick, the mastermind, and they run him in the ground like a 52-0 or something. I mean, you just never know. I mean, we've seen this team when they want to say give the double tall boy middle fingers. If it swings the other way, it could be a lashing, them saying, oh, this ESPN article about all the infighting and it's all fake and that pissed us off. I mean, who knows? But for us non-Patriots fans, there's always hope.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, do you even really care who wins out of Philadelphia and Minnesota next week? Seriously? The only good thing that I see is I think it'd be cool if Minnesota does win because you know where the Super Bowl is, right, Jay?
It's up there at the Mall of America Stadium. I always forget the name of that stadium. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think that's what it is called, but it is in Minnesota, and that would be the first time that
the home team, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm an NFC North fan because the Packers, by the way, 51 years ago today, the Packers beat the Chiefs 35-10 in the Super Bowl, which they held them to a shutout in the first half. But I know that's old news for everyone. I will say this. We'll have to see. I think it's going to be a great duel for two quarterbacks that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they were both former Rams quarterbacks, I believe. Wentz and, drawing a blank, the other guy's name. So, we'll have to kind of see how that plays out. I'm definitely not an NFC North, or if you're not a Packers team, I don't want, I can't root for anyone else in the NFC North, and I'm not an Eagles fan at all. So I kind of hope for a tie, and that can't happen, so I just won't watch it.
I just won't watch it. Well, I'm going to watch both of them, Jay, because it's the final two games of of the season, and of course we got the Super Bowl. But so football's almost over, guys. And I know all you truck guys that don't like football. There are some of you guys out there that do like us talking about football, and I love some football. So we can go on and on with it, but we'll go ahead and we'll end it there. But my prediction is Jacksonville and Philly in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction.
That would be insane. Well, the last two things. One, the NHL All-Star Weekend is in the Tampa Bay area. It's the Sunday, January 28th at 3:30 is the game. But if you go on NHL.com, you'll get a chance to see. There's all kinds of, like, a PDF you can print. We try to usually take advantage of the different experiences they have or different events. So we're definitely going to kind of check that out. And then last, Mike, I wanted to mention with music, Eminem dropped the Chloraseptic remix with 2 Chainz. What was funny is when Shady Records had released the track list for the album, 2 Chainz was pissed, and he had put up a post like, you know, basically he was pissed because he had been wiped off. Well, he quickly took that down. I'm sure M's management was like, dude, stop complaining. You know, you're going to be on the special edition CD or whatever. And it ended up being the Chloraseptic remix. And M just kills it. It's classic M. It's almost like he knew that a lot of people weren't going to like the album. And then he waited for this vicious verse that's just insane wordplay that he dropped. So if you haven't checked that out, you can find it on YouTube, of course. But if you've got Apple Music or Spotify, it's right there. So, you know, that's all we've got. I know we've spent about 45 minutes, kind of the intro. We definitely want to get you guys into the key guests. But, you know, naturally with Mike and I having a lot going on with the holidays, we haven't had a chance to sync up. So those were the updates that we had. But, Mike, before we end, anything else you got to say, homie?
Yeah, Jay. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Arrowhead Nation, you guys enjoy episode 50, and make sure you guys give us back, you know, give us feedback. Make sure y'all keep sharing it. We appreciate all you guys that share when we post up the episodes, you know, on Instagram and Facebook, and thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate the continued support. And Arrowhead Nation, we out.
We out, cheer. I'm going to watch the Cavs and the Warriors. Peace. Yo, it's ODB. So, full disclosure, we do have to re-record Phil Fowler's interview. It was an awesome interview. However, technology is not perfect, and the SD card was corrupt when I stuck it in the MacBook Pro. So, we're going to re-record it, and it's going to be even better. So, on episode 51... that interview with Phil Fowler, great guy from the Northeast, from Delaware. You guys know him. Phil_Fowler on Instagram will be on episode 51. Good news is you won't have to wait more than a week. We're going to post it later on next week. So thanks for all the support, y'all. Enjoy this new burner track with Devin the Dude and Snoop as we roll into the homie Rubens interview. It's a real good one. Gotcha. Yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 50, and you already know we're coming at you with some great content, and we've got a real good friend of ours, Ruben Arteaga, out from Arizona. He's been a longtime supporter. He's an OG. You guys know Ruben. If you don't, you've been sleeping under a rock. So, Ruben, how's it going, man?
Good, Jason. How you doing tonight?
Good. Hey, definitely want to say Happy New Year. We could almost continue saying that. I always joke with my friends well into February, but, you know, definitely want to wish you a Happy New Year and just kind of check in, man, see how things have been going.
Things have been going good. I mean, you know, definitely getting over this whole Christmas and holiday thing. And, you know, I'm really not one for the New Year's and Christmas and all that and everything that comes with it. But I'm definitely glad it's over. And I kind of funny because I can't wait for it to be gone. And yet, you know, I kind of miss having my son here and everything that goes along with it. But I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, another day, you know, another dollar, I guess, you know, still trying to survive.
Yeah, for sure. I tell you, I kind of sometimes feel the same. I love the holidays, but at the same time, once the new year rolls around and I'm like, man, I just put the lights up, got to take the tree down. You know, we have a fake tree we put up, you know, it saves time for us. And it's like, man, you got to go through the whole thing all over again. So I know what you mean, but it was cool that you did have your son out there, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Usually like a I'll have him for the entire time that he's off school. And, you know, when I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, we had like a week. And these kids nowadays, I mean, he had like a whole 2 weeks, maybe a little longer. And I mean, because of my work schedule, I drove out the morning he got out of school. And I was there about an hour or so before he got out of school. I picked him up from school, went over to his house. We picked up all his stuff and I did the mad dash back home, and because I had to work the next day. And so, I mean, it was quick turnaround trip, and I had him for the whole entire time. And it was great to have him. It's always great to have that kid. I mean,
yeah,
he's a good kid regardless of all the crap he puts me through, you know.
For sure. And he looks a lot like you, which was really cool. And, you know, for anyone out there, Ruben, you can follow him. It's the and then underscore R-A and then underscore Ruben, R-U-B-E-N. And, you know, you'll get a chance to see kind of his life and whatnot. But you're still kind of doing the same, you know, in terms of like, the horse stuff and things like that, working with the folks that kind of employ you out there, right? I mean, how's all that going?
It's going really good for me. I'm that's definitely keeping me busy day in and day out. I mean, not only do I do that for other people, but I also do it for myself. We have our own horses here. We have eight of our own. So, I mean, it's, you know, I get home from, my day starts really, really early. I get up at 4, and, you know, and like I said, once I'm done for other people, I come home and, you know, I'll sit for about an hour. And by that time, Cherie gets home from work and we'll go out and we'll do our own thing here. And it's honestly, it's never ending. It's the hardest work, the hardest job I've ever had, but it's probably the most enjoyable. Even all the time that I worked for myself and did all the stuff on my own back in California, I gotta say it's the most enjoyable.
Yeah, so, man. And that kind of answers some questions, excuse me, because what's so funny is I'm not a super early riser, but I was joking with Sever Joe when we went out there to Arizona. I was like, man, you guys like are, you know, sometimes 2 hours and sometimes 3 hours behind us, I believe. And what was crazy is like you, like I'll see you on Instagram like pretty early and I'm like, damn, I cannot beat these guys up, man.
It's funny that you bring Joe up because there's been a couple times here and there that I'll get a message from him on Facebook at like 4 o'clock in the morning and vice versa. Cause he's up early as well. You know, that's kind of funny you bring that up.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you guys are already, you know, it's like I said, sometimes, you know, not 3 hours behind, you're only 2 hours, but still I'm like, damn, I just woke up and I thought I was getting up early, but the only other person I know that gets up as early as you and some of the Arizonians is Vic over here. You know, he'll tell me, he'll go to sleep, and he's like, man, I woke up at 3:10 today. I'm like, did you go back to bed? I mean, that's what I would do. And he's like, dude, I can't sleep, man. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, I know how it is, man.
And even in the summertime, it's a little worse here because you definitely want to get your day going a little earlier because by 10 o'clock, especially if you work outside, by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you want your day done because, I mean, temps are already, you know, hot.
Yeah, it's insane, man. It definitely is insane. Well, the last time that we had you on, it was, you know, right around the untimely death of our dear friend. I know you were very close with Sean Mahaney, and, you know, we've kind of moved on from that, and it's really great to see, you know, his wife carrying on the tradition as she said that she would. You know, we did invite her to say, hey, anytime you want to come on and talk about the wheelchair company. So, you know, to me, it's great to see kind of what they're doing, and they're moving ahead and staying positive the best they can. But since then, man, that was back in September of last year. You know, how else has everything else been? Like, you went to SEMA. You know, anything else you wanted to share with us, Ruben?
I actually ran into Donna at SEMA.
Okay.
Talked to her a little bit. I mean, that was, I didn't get a chance to talk to her at the memorial, but Sheree and I talked to her for a little bit there at the Mini Trucking Hall of Fame, and that was kind of nice to spend a little bit of quiet time just talking to her and kind of sharing some stories, and that was really nice. SEMA was a blast as always. A little pleasure, a little work, a little bit of both. Again, a lot of work, a little play.
Oh, yeah.
Back home. Me personally, of course, busy, always busy with horses. Started planning on a little bit more work on my full size. Currently it's in California with Chris Burns at his place. Chris Burns is a very good friend of mine. He has a shop. You can follow him on Instagram at C_S_metalworks. He is my, not only is he like a very, very good friend of mine, he is my go-to guy for nice. Like anything fabricating. And he is my guy. He is also a listener of the podcast.
He is.
And, he's got the truck, and it's actually, you know what, it's, I've kind of neglected it for a little bit. And, I talked to him at SEMA, and I recently talked to him, and for lack of a better term, I think it's time to start throwing money at it, you know. Yeah. And, you know, so we got a little bit of a game plan, and I'm a little bit of excited for it. Not really sure of a date of when it's going to be completed, but we got some plans for it. We're going to start moving towards, you know, trying to get it done, and, you know, so we'll see. I'm excited with that. And another thing, I know you've seen it, and you're probably one of the first people that knew I was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I started a page on Instagram. Some people know it, some, you know, it's slowly climbing. It's C1500 Nonsense.
All
it's
together.
On Instagram. All together. And it's basically anything and everything 88 to 98 GM full size truck.
Hell yeah.
I've always, you know, if you know me, you know, I totally love those trucks. I first fell in love with those trucks when Boyd Coddington was building them.
Oh yeah.
That's what caught my attention. And, I've always wanted one of them. And I was fortunate enough when I bought my orange truck back in 98, you know, that was a truck that I always wanted, and I've always had a love affair for them. And, actually, Joe Molina was actually the one that kind of gave me the idea of starting a page like that. And
okay.
I always had in the back of my mind to do something like it. And, you know, I heard how he started C10 Vatos.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was sitting, I think I was having a cup of coffee, and I was messing around on Instagram. I'm like, you know what, let me see how easy it is to start another page.
And you're like, boom. And
yeah, it was boom, and within maybe 15, 20 minutes, I had like 5 followers. And this was maybe a week before SEMA. And, you know, like a couple weeks after SEMA, I had a couple hundred followers. And it just started growing and started growing. Now I have more followers on that page than my personal account.
Yeah, so, it's awesome. And I encourage people, anytime you're into something, whether it's trucks or, you know, some people collect shoes or some people are into tech, you know, start something that, you know, is near and dear to what you like to do. And especially, like, if you think of the opportunities that you have, and a lot of us have, to go to shows, especially SEMA, as you know, Ruben, you start posting photos there, all the cool stuff, boom, people are like, ah, oh, man, that's why I like this stuff too. And then before you know it, you got followers.
Right. I mean, and you know, something, you know, and these trucks, for instance, I mean, these are, I've talked to several people that are in the publishing industry and other people that are doing the older trucks, and they've all said these are the next big things. And there are other people doing other sites, sure, and other pages and whatnot. And I figured, you know what, I should do something. I mean, this is what I'm into. So that's, you know, that's how I started. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where, and I know you've probably gotten it with your Attic pages, your Lincoln Attic and your C30 Attic, where I've gotten people sending me pictures,
yeah,
you know, just randoms. And again, Chris Burns, I think I need to make him a some sort of admin,
yeah,
or something.
I know, right?
Because he is constantly sending me stuff. And, you know, a lot of it is good contact and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, whenever I got a free moment in my day, or I'm waiting on something, or sitting down or whatever, I'll go on there. I'll post something. And it's funny because just the most random picture, I'll go look 20 minutes later, it's got over 100 likes.
Yeah, it's
insane.
You
know, so there's, yeah, it's amazing how many other people like the same thing that you like. And it you should, you know, if you like something like that, or if you're into something, start a page. You know, you'll be surprised how encouraging it is to other people. to do something like that. You know, it was really interesting when I first started. I didn't think it was going to do anything.
Yeah.
It was kind of my whole little inside joke that I guess blew up in my face.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I love the page, and I don't know if you saw, I messaged you one, I guess you'd say DM'd, right? It was, there's a guy, I'm looking at it now, was on Instagram, Chevy751. And when you click on the search, it kind of shows you content that it would, you know, that Instagram thinks you would like based upon the hashtags that you're liking and things like that, right? So there's this orange 88 to 98, and I saw it and I was like, dude, this thing is so awesome. And I kind of scrolled through it and I went back and I'm like, man, it's like being built now. I think it's a younger kid that has it.
It is. I actually shared that picture. Yeah. I want to say, what was it, last night, the night before?
I thought that you did. And when I don't know if the same emotions kind of came over to you, but it was like when I saw it, it seemed like it was static drop. It had billets. It's a regular cab. It's orange. And it just really captured to me like what the 90s were for so long. And to your point a moment ago, I really, really do think that, you know, as we continue to see the C10s, as I'll sometimes say, dry up, right? They're getting harder to get. They're getting more expensive. I think there's going to be that resurgence of the 88 to 98s coming back full force.
Oh, they're, you know, and it's, for lack of a better term, yes, drying up. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, you know, people are taking those long beds and they're cutting them down. I mean, you go do a web search and they'll show you step by step what to cut on the frame, how to cut it, and same with the bed.
Boom.
To make a short bed. You know, and even I've even heard people taking the four-wheel drives and, you know, cutting those up to make them a two-wheel drive. You know, so of course, you know, I think when that all dries up and those trucks get so hard to find, I mean, eventually these things are going to be, trucks have to be the next step.
Yeah, and it's kind of going to be cool because when I look back at the old truck and magazines and I look at the Brian McCormick's and the Steve Stillwell covers and, you know, and you start looking at like 95, 96, and I mean, you start getting the 96, 97, some 98. I mean, these really badass trucks where not everything was bagged. A lot of static drops, a lot of 17, 18s, 20s. You know, you had Budnick, you had Colorado Custom, of course. Just, I mean, really, really, really captured a great time in the scene. And like with anything, whether it's music, I saw Bruno Mars' video the other day. I don't know if you saw it. There's a new music video that he has, and he kind of, they rebuilt the In Living Color. You remember the show from the 90s?
Right, that right. They
have the Cardi B on there, and you listen to it, and you're like, okay, kind of feels like the old days with like the Will Smith and when like, you know, right. R&B was the jam, but everything kind of comes full circle and it's going to get to the point where like some of the younger cats or whatever, they're going to be like, dude, bags, man, we want to be static, man. It's kind of like everybody listening to tapes now, right? There's like all these people that collect tapes and they have the Walkmans and stuff because they want to be, they're trying to be different, although they don't realize like we already did a lot of that stuff, you know?
Right. We've been there, done that. I mean, you know, I've had these conversations with Travis Nowak about, you know, be cool to have a standard cab, you know, 5.8, you know, full size Chevy with a Phantom grill with that 88 to 92, 93 front end, flat front end with, you know, 15 inch billets, you know, that'd be a cool daily driver. And, you know, and somewhere out there, there's those parts sitting on a shelf that are new old stock, you know, and it'll come back. It'll come back and they'll be, watch, give it maybe not next week, maybe a year from now or whatever, but it will come back.
Yeah, it definitely will.
And you know what, even the, probably more than likely, some of these manufacturers that are making these C10 parts today, in a few years, will probably start making parts for those trucks as well.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a part that I want to work with the company, and I posted this a couple times on my C30 Addict. I'm going to eventually get with this company, and some of the people out there know, like one of my favorite mods on trucks, but you know they made a part back in the day for the C10s, and then shortly for the 88 to 98s. It's a really rare feature. It actually was a mod that was on the full-size dually that you shared, that Brian McCormick shot, the black one with the red interior. And I love that truck, but you know, to me, I think we've seen a little bit of like the Boyd Connington with the Boyd wheels kind of getting behind, hey, let's take this old style wheel, make it larger for these mini truckers. I hope to continue to see like companies that will get behind the resurgence of some of these trucks and say, you know what, you know, whether it be a cab visor or just something that people want now that maybe kind of went away for a while, kind of like the X-Files. It was a huge show. Mm-hmm. The show ended, and all these years later, it's back. It's cool again, right? So mm-hmm. I think we're going to see that, and hopefully that some of the manufacturers will continue to support, you know, us if we support them, you know, by making these purchases.
I really do think that there will be. And I think I'll take it a step further. I think they'll improve on those parts. How about that?
I agree. Dude, it's like boom right there. You know, I mean that's what it's about. But it's great having you on. And you know what I kind of wanted to find out, you know, as we kind of wrap it up here, because we're gonna bake this into episode 50. You've been one of our biggest supporters, and you know we've kind of formed a great friendship, Ruben. But I kind of wanted to see, like, what's cooking in your mind? So you got the truck, you know, you kind of mentioned that a little bit. But anything else, like, in the truck scene as we moved into 2018, where your mind's at with trucks, besides wanting to finish yours?
Honestly, I want to finish mine. I have another project that I'm working with Mike Schartzis that we're doing. And nice. I got my hands in a bunch of other little projects and helping out other people, like always. Just kind of behind the scenes. Honestly, I mean, the stuff with the horses and stuff takes up a lot of time.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
We do a lot of traveling with that. But my honest to good goal here, you know, more than likely long-term goal that I want to do is once I have this thing finished, I want to travel. I want to go do some stuff in other states and just take it elsewhere. And just not, I don't want a trophy chase or anything. I just want to go and have fun with my idiot friends. You know, that's pretty much it.
Hey, you can't blame that. I know you work a lot of like long hours and things like that. And, you know, I've kind of mentally taken a break a little bit from the truck stuff, but I still want to go to shows. You know, I'm looking forward to a few shows I'm going to line up this year myself. But I tell you, it's not even, like you said, it's not even about the show. It's about, you know, going there, slapping hands with the homies and chilling with the cool down chicks and, you know, just really having a good time with the camaraderie. And every year around this time, I start to get motivated because we're kind of, well, in Florida at least, we're moving out of winter almost, even though it's cold as hell. And we're going to start moving into spring and my, you know, the gears get going in my head. I'm like, dude, I'm ready, man. I'm ready for some shows. I'm ready for some good times. I'm ready for some Instagram posts, you know, and all that stuff. So, good stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to congratulate you and Mike on your 50th episode. And again, you know what? I support you guys because you guys support the scene. And there's not too many podcasts that I listen to, you know. And I there's a handful of automotive related podcasts that I listen to. And how I found your podcast was through
like Josh and
Josh
guys,
and
right?
Tires. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I found you guys.
For
and
sure.
Then I listened to a lot of talk radio on XM, and Shereel turned me on to like, oh, you got to listen to Bert Kreischer or Dr. Drew, and he had this guy on, and you know, and if it's something that catches my eye, and like Ronnie at C10 Talk, I listen to a lot of that, but it's got to be a topic that I'm interested in or a guest that I'm interested in, because I won't just listen to it religiously. But yours, I doesn't matter. I mean, as soon as it comes up, I listen and I promote it because I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. We always see that. That's one of the reasons we wanted to kind of give back and say, dude, follow C1500 Nonsense. And it means a lot because I'm the same way. When I listen to a podcast, it could be something I really love. I've listened to some Back to the Future podcasts. They go minute by minute of the entire movie. And I'm like, you know, some of it's a little drawn out. And my ADD starts kicking in. And I'm like, you know, okay, I'll listen to a couple here and there. And then I'm just like, boom. And then next thing I know, it's not downloading to my iPhone anymore. So,
right,
know, we,
exactly.
We definitely appreciate that. But, you know,
right.
I always extend this, but we, you know, we want to make sure that you know anytime you want to come on, you know, the good thing is you and I keep in contact. And I know we got through the holidays now, but I think this year we'll get a chance to sync up a little bit more and have you on, because I kind of felt there we were starting to really get into some good stuff talking about, you know, some of the conversations that you had with Travis Nowak. And I know a lot of that stuff, we can bring to light some real good stories and some cool talk, man.
Jason, anytime, dude. You know me, I'll talk about anything. You know, I enjoy talking to you, buddy, anytime, man. Anytime you want.
Well, we appreciate it. So make sure you go out there and follow Ruben on his personal Instagram page that we mentioned, but also on C1500 Nonsense. It's always good talking with you, man, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Great, man. Take care, buddy.
All right, so you made it through episode 50, just over an hour. We appreciate you sticking with us. Big shout out to Greg Miller with Custom Car Show Productions. We're looking forward to Orange Beach Invasion and then Scraping the Coast a few months later. Also, Tim and Tanya at Sparkles Detail. Huge shout out to Grindr TV on Instagram, as well as YouTube, and Low Life Mikey Show. Also, check out our Eye Candy Designs, Aftermath Designs, both on Instagram. We appreciate y'all. All Time Low Mag, don't forget them. We got you.
Often three bags on the table, cause I need options. What is that? I think I smell a seed popping. Shit, where the hell you been? Weed shopping.
You tripping?
You can smell through the bag. I took a dab, and now I'm stuck, and now I wanna lead a battle. Why my heart beating? Can you hear it? I'm paranoid. I'm looking at my rearview mirror.
I'm in my rear view.
Tia said they got the eye on my back, but I forgot I'm big burning. I don't care what I have. They wave me through, take a pic, and then they give me a dap. I hit the G-pin on the plane, and then I take me a nap. The limoncello so good that I keep every batch. But you can grab a QP, just throw me a rack. Biscotti bags get burned, we got plenty of packs. And be careful on my line, I think my shit's tapped.
The effects hit me so hard.
So high.
It must be so full of cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Please sell me a quarter, how much you won't fall.
Sell me something.
Shit, how much you gon' charge, nigga?
I've been smoking weed since back, way back. Rolling up a sack, looking at Pat's Ajax. But I haven't felt like this in a minute. Who grew this new shit and what did they put in it? Feeling like a midget, oh my bad, a little person. In the sky high, trying to fly with no rehearsing. Man, I only felt worse than this when I'm on that liquor. Come on, boy, have a drink. Hey, fuck it, nigga. Gotta get blowed quick, why waste time? Double shot of Jose, gotta chase mine. What the fuck is this? I'm so high. How much should I buy? Fuck it, give me the whole thing. Me and my niggas stand in line like Soul Train. Smoke all night like propane. Cocaine, no man. I can't sabotage my stuff. This weed got a nigga paranoid enough.
This weed got me paranoid. Oh shit, the effects hit me so hard.
So high.
It must be so full of cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids. Cannabinoids.
Please sell me a quarter, how much you won't fall.
Sell me something.
This year, Thanksgiving fell on a Tuesday. It's my world, motherfucker, fuck what the rules say. All black clouds like it's your doomsday. Married to the game, so this is what the grooms say. I'm so motherfucking annoyed right now. Good thing that I'm hanging with my boys right now. All the way to heaven is Devin and Vernon. I got my dope sack up off 11th and Vernon, and it's a cookie pack. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, I took it back. See, I'm a veteran, nigga, you a rookie pack. Look at that nigga right here, those bitches over there, and all of that smoke that's floating in the air. Yeah, we ballin' pop on my block. You better not call the cops, no matter what you thought or what you seen. Get my dope so I can get away clean.
Ooh, we this weed got me paranoid. Oh shit, the effects hit me so hard.
So high.
It must be so full of cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Please tell me a quarter how much you won't fall.
How much you won't charge?
Tell me something.